Well, the weekly Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country rankings out this week. Let's take a look at those rankings, the top 15. On the boys' side in 4A, it's Pleasant Valley ranked number one with Dowling Catholic, Linmar, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Johnston, the top five. In 4A girls, it's Johnston on top with Cedar Falls, Dowling Catholic, Dubuque Hempstead, and Iowa City High, the top five. In 3A, on the boys' side, Gilbert is number one, followed by Grinnell, Dallas Center Grimes, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Decorah. Glenwood cracks the top 15 at number 15. On the girls' side, in 3A, Bishop Heelan Catholic ranked number one with Decorah, Dubuque Wallert, Humboldt, and Pella, the top five. Denison at number nine, Glenwood is at number 13 this week. In 2A boys, Mid Prairie is top rated with George Little Rock, Western Christian, Tipton, and Applington Parkersburg, the top five. In girls 2A, Mid Prairie is number one there as well with Monticello, Milford, Okoboji, and Woodbury Central, the top four. Shenandoah is at number five, and Underwood is number six this week. Also in Class 1A, on the boys' side, Nottoway Valley remains the top-rated squad with South Winneshiek, Starmont, Bellevue, and Denver the top five. ACGC in at number six. Panorama is 12th. Boyer Valley ranked number 15 this week. Girls 1A, Central Elkader is top-rated with Hudson, South Winneshiek, Key Lansing, and Pekin the top five. Panorama's at number 14, while Griswold is number 15 in that Girls 1A list this week. Well, he's listed in the two deep as Nathan Stanley, but Iowa's new starting quarterback told reporters this week he prefers Nate. The native of Wyoming says he'll have more jitters heading into Saturday's opener against Wisconsin than he did last season when an injury to starter C.J. Beathard forced him into action against North Dakota State.
I mean, because just the anticipation, I guess, at that point, I mean, it's kind of like you're in there, you know, you don't really have much time to think about it. But yeah, I'd say now just because of the time aspect between knowing that you're going to play and the actual time playing.
Stanley, by the way, is a native of Wisconsin, not Wyoming. Stanley will lean on a veteran offensive line and a deep core of running backs.
We'll have the ability to run. We'll have the ability to play action and throw the ball. So, I mean, all three phases of the offense definitely builds confidence.
Stanley says an aggressive Wyoming defense will try to force him to make plays.
Iowa football, we're always going to try to establish the run. But other than that, I mean, we'll just continue to play hard. And they like to pressure. So, I mean, I think just putting stuff in right now to take advantage of that.
After a close competition with junior Tyler Wiegers, Stanley knows that he needs to produce to hang on to that job.
Oh, I mean, it pushed me super hard every day. I mean, you know, you got to have the mentality that you're always one play away, and I know that he has that mentality. So, I mean, yeah, just continue to try to focus on getting better every day.
You catch that game on Saturday, 11 o'clock kickoff, 9 o'clock pregame. Hawkeyes hosting Wyoming to open up the 2017 season here on KJAN. In other Big Ten Conference football news, quarterback Alex Hornibrook will make his first season opener when the ninth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host Utah State Friday night. Receiver Jazz Peavy says Hornibrook looked calmer and more confident going into his sophomore campaign. Hornibrook started 9 Big Ten games last year as a freshman, but split time down the stretch with Bart Houston. Now Hornibrook has full command of the huddle for the Badgers. Finally, P.J. Fleck's debut as head coach of Minnesota has arrived. The 36-year-old, who engineered unprecedented success at Western Michigan, will test his mettle in the Big Ten with the Gophers tonight. Behind an inexperienced job share at quarterback between Demry Croft and Connor Rota, the Gophers will open the 2017 season at home against Buffalo. The Bulls are one of Fleck's former foes from the Mid-American Conference. Been no shortage of gamesmanship in advance of the intersectional game between Michigan and Florida. Wolverines coach Jim Harbaugh has been slow to publicize his roster, and neither he nor Florida coach Jim McElwain announced a starting quarterback. Indiana is a long shot against number 2 Ohio State in an opener this evening as the Buckeyes revel in the glitz and glamour of the big stage. Nationally televised games, hours-long pregame shows, and college football's circus-like atmosphere have become the norm. For Indiana, all the pomp and circumstance of this year's opening night is a whole new world. Kevin Wilson started hammering away at Indiana's languishing football program 6 years ago. He brought in better recruits and assistant coaches. The Hoosiers landed back-to-back bowl bids before he departed over differences with the athletic director. Tonight, Wilson returns to Indiana as an assistant coach with number 2 Ohio State. New Purdue coach Jeff Brohm is using some old lessons to map out his new adventure. His father helped him understand the intricacies of football, while baseball taught how to cope with failures. But with 6 bowl teams on this year's schedule, Brohm knows just how challenging his hike with Purdue will be. In Big 12 Conference news, college football owns Labor Day weekend and has turned it into a five-day football holiday. Week one features an unprecedented opener between number one Alabama and number three Florida State. Number 17, Florida, puts a 27-game win streak on the line against number 11, Michigan. Heisman winner Lamar Jackson is in an NFL stadium and a couple of hot seat coaches meeting up in the Rose Bowl. Also, TCU senior quarterback Kenny Hill knows a lot of people who would prefer to focus on his league-high 13 interceptions last season or TCU's losing record. Hill says he's ready to change the narrative about him as he gets ready for his last first game in college. The Horned Frogs play their season opener at home against Jackson State. The Frogs went 6-7 last year, and that was Hill's first time playing since 2014 at Texas A&M, succeeding Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel. Number 22 West Virginia opens its sixth Big 12 season with the renewal of a border rivalry. The Mountaineers opener against number 21 Virginia Tech highlights the weekend for the Big 12. The two teams haven't played since 2005. 10-time Big 12 champion Oklahoma make its debut under coach Lincoln Riley as a big favorite against UTEP. That'll be the Sooners' first game since 1998 without Bob Stoops on the sidelines. Oklahoma State believes quarterback Mason Rudolph has a shot at the Heisman Trophy. He can make an early impression when the 10th-ranked Cowboys host Tulsa. Rudolph passed for 314 yards and three touchdowns in an Alamo Bowl win over Colorado last season. He chose to return for his senior season, and he fueled talk about Oklahoma State seeking Big 12 and national titles. Well, the Browns have traded offensive lineman Cam Irving, a former first-round pick, to the Kansas City Chiefs. Cleveland is getting a fifth-round pick for Irving, the number 19 overall selection in 2015. It was a disappointment for the Browns. They tried him at center, guard, and tackle, but the 6'5", 313-pounder struggled at each spot. Irving has been sidelined with a calf injury in recent weeks and limited in practice. He started 13 games last season, 12 at center and one at right tackle. Cleveland's offensive line was ravaged by injuries last year, but the Browns still managed to finish second in the NFL, averaging 4.9 yards per attempt. Irving made 42 consecutive starts at Florida State, where he started as a defensive lineman before moving to offensive tackle. Later, he was switched to center and played well for the Seminoles. In Major League Baseball, Domingo Santana and Jonathan Villar homered in the sixth inning, and center fielder Keon Broxton made a leaping catch over the wall for the final out in the Milwaukee Brewers' 6-5 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on Wednesday. Corey Knebel pitched the ninth for his 30th save. He allowed a leadoff single to Yadier Molina, struck out the next two batters, and then watched Broxton snag Randall Grichuk's deep blast to end the game. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta swept a pair from Philadelphia 9-1 and 5-2. Washington beat Miami 4-0. Mets over Cincinnati 2-0. Cubs pounded Pittsburgh 17-3. San Diego over San Francisco 5-0. And Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 6-4. Logan Morrison, Steven Souza Jr., and Adani Echevarria each went deep, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Kansas City Royals 5-3 Wednesday night for their latest series victory. The Rays took 2 out of 3 and have won 3 consecutive series. Elsewhere in the AL, the Indians swept a pair from the Yankees 2-1 and 9-4. Baltimore beat Seattle 8-7. Boston over Toronto 7-1. Texas downed Houston 8-1. Minnesota topping the Chicago White Sox 11-1. LA Angels beat Oakland 10-8. In interleague play, Detroit over Colorado 6-2. Pacific Coast League baseball, Memphis beat the Iowa Cubs 5-4 and Omaha over Nashville in 11 innings by a 4-3 final. The Mariners are attempting to bolster their beleaguered starting rotation in the midst of the AL wildcard race as they acquired right-handed pitcher Mike Leake from the Cardinals. Leake has spent his entire career in the National League and was 7-12 with a 4.21 ERA and 26 starts for St. Louis this season. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.